work that began, well, when Murillo was still in Corpus Christi, so a year ago, and the idea is to use UAV data, satellite data, for in-season management, geo and in-season management. And I'm going to begin by showing you some of the data that goes into this model, and then we'll go into the model for the in-season management. This slide just says basically using drones to collect data in a field. Then we use that data to calibrate satellites, and then we plan to use that data for the modeling. This is the field that we use, 100 acres. It's about 5,000 blocks of 10 by 10 in that field, and we follow the growth of this field throughout the season. Okay, two ways of monitoring the system. With our UAV, not exactly that platform, but UAVs with an RGB sensor. And then the reason for the 10x10s is because we're using the Sentinel satellite, you know, to also monitor that field. A little bit about the workflow: collect the data, set up the grids, use the UAV data to calibrate the satellite data, and then a little more modeling, and then eventually leading to the data that we're going to use for the in-season growth management. This is the model that we use to estimate to convert a drone collected variables and to calibrate the satellites. We use 13 satellite signals for those dates, entering into a neural network model, and then it will estimate either plant height, canopy cover, canopy volume, and other parameters as measured in those grids, equivalent grids in the field. So in other words, this is a model that converts satellite data using as target or dependent variable our drone data for each square. And I'm going to go quickly through this because this is just the data that goes into the in-season management. But I wanted to show you the accuracy of the prediction. It's thousands of data points in here. As I say, about 50,000 of those grids, 10 times over the season. There's a lot of data. So you can see the correlation for the training data sets, you know, splitting 75% for training, 75% for testing, very good forecasting of canopy height. And then here are some of the results at early in the season, not too much growth, but one of them is the US-based forecasting, and then the one at the right is the model generated. So you can see the supposed to be about 90% accurate, but you can see the similarities. Most of the that is soil at this time, but as it grows, you can see some of the plants, some of the vegetation growing more, and then eventually the crop senescing for dates. With the same type of data for canopy volume. Canopy volume is a hybrid that we use between canopy cover and canopy volume, and it is closely related to leaf area index. And you can see again, you know, the goodness of fit between, training and the testing, you know, in the 90% range. So we feel fairly confident, you know, that using satellite data, we can translate that, we're replicating what our drones are seeing, okay? All right, and here is just some more data on our canopy cover or canopy volume. Early in the season, the next date, more are cut out, and then finally around harvest, okay? And then again, this is supposed to be about 90% accurate. All right. Now, how does that match with our field collected data for plant height and canopy cover? We collect this very detailed samples in those three points out there, and you can see the ground data versus the drone data. And then previously I showed you the drone data versus the satellite data. So I think we're in the right track and collecting a good data set. Now, what can we do for in-season management? That's what the growers want to know. They don't want to know GL at the end of the season. Okay, we are developing a model. It's using an artificial intelligence technique called digital twins. But I'm not going to mention that too much out here, but it's just a model that takes data up to a given point in the season. It could be through UAVs or satellites, you know, and then try to forecast what happens ahead of time for management decisions. Okay, and here are some of the results. Let's say that we have about 20 days of data. Our model, you know, is with real data up to that line, and then we ask in the model, you know, what will that, in this case, is canopy cover, you know, will be 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, and then as you can see, the farther that we get away, you know, and just focus on the green line and red line, of course, the larger the error. We can kind of safely, with some level of confidence, you can see that we can, you know, forecast 10, 20, maybe pushing it 30 days away from the real data. But as we get more data, for example, 40 days, you can see that the red line and green lines get much closer. Now the model is up to day 40, and then it's forecasting. What is going to happen ahead of time, you know, with that? And you can see there that it's not bad, you know, with 40, 50 days of data, of satellite data, I feel that a manager like me, you know, will have the guts, you know, to make forecasts for the future and possibly including yield. And then, of course, an ultimate goal will be to use something like this for what Notavo is doing with quality. All right, and then 50 days, definitely we are on top of the model is on top of the line, you know. So the error is about 7%, and then this kind of what are the potential applications? Irrigation, canopy cover, you know, that could be a surrogate variable for the crop coefficient, you know, growth rates, pigs management, nitrogen management, and so on, you know. But the idea is, you know, that we are at day 50, and then somehow we are taking the grower to day 60 or 70 and allow them to see what the canopy looks like, what is the color, what is the plant height, what is the canopy cover, and then come back, you know, to day 50 and then make management decisions, you know. And we think that water, nitrogen, and then eventually defoliation and yield forecast and quality are the potential for this technique. That's one way using digital twins. Looks good, and the reason I like this technique is because it doesn't have any inputs, but it's the plant that integrates the environment, and we just forecast. And we're collecting the data from the satellite, well, drone satellite, and then we're making forecasts without any inputs on soils, fertility, the plant is the probe that is integrating. This is another approach that will require some inputs, but it has some advantages that will also generate a lot more data. This is using APEX. The same deal, you know, the first graph, you know, we got one point of data, and then the model totally missed the points. And then if we got a few more points of data, like in stage two, you can see that the line, simulated line, gets closer to the real data, either drone or hand collected data. At stage three, we are around 40, 50 days, just like the digital twin model that I showed you before, in forecasting, you know, plant growth almost all the way to the end of the season. When we go to day 80, definitely we're on the money, you know, and then of course we have the whole season data, not only that we can forecast, you know, the plant growth, but also the yield very closely by using APEX. The advantage of this system is that you know, that this will give us an insight into what is the water use of the crop, you know, what is, you know, for its photosynthetic efficiency, partition, dry weights, and so on. Simulation models produce more data, but it takes effort to set it up because they need a soil database, a weather database, you know, inputs and so on, you know, but it looks promising, you know, that this is because of the extra information that it gives you, it looks very promising. And then just to conclude, and I call it model because it includes both of them, but the digital twin model, you know, which is just with real data, or the EPIC type-based model, can forecast data, I mean growth, to 20 to 30 days ahead of time, which will be useful data for managing, estimating, or making decisions on plant growth regulators, fertilizers, water needs, and maybe define defoliation times. We think that we can go and estimate yields, and hopefully, through more work with Notavo, you know, get some ideas of the quality. Then future work will include more of the same. We're doing this for cotton and sorghum. We're going to be working in the, you know, we're just rotating the fields. The sorghum field is going to be cotton and vice versa. And then we are, our main interest is, now the next step is the in-season yield forecast. How early can we forecast yield? Is it 40 days after emergence? 50 days after emergence? So you see the value of that. If we are able to do that and get an idea of the quality, you know, that will have tremendous value for marketing programs, you know, selling cotton, you know, for the brokers and so on. So that's where we're going. The data looks good. We're going to keep on working in this world of artificial intelligence and computers is amazing. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Over your estimation of what the plant will be doing over the season, how are you figuring for our average weather, average precipitation? what is your guidance for that?
It's like if we have your data from you, you know, from birth to your 30 years old that you are now, you know, and we build a model, you know, based on that previous data, you know, and we ask, what is going to be the weight of my weight at age 32, you know, and it's going to give you a forecast, and we probably going to be pretty close without any data, without just with the path, so we might get in the right range, and then based on that, your doctor might be able to, you know, to prescribe, you know, to do some, make some decisions on that. But if I say, what is going to be the weight of this gentleman at day 60, I probably miss it. You know, so you know, it's built as it can. You know, and that's the reason, you know, why the satellites, you know, can be updating that model. And then the more data that you have, the accurate that you get. Now, the simulation model, that's required all of that. And it's just more work in getting the databases. But those databases, soil databases, weather databases, you know, are more and more readily available, you know, so. Don't have an exact answer for where they're going to come, but I know that they are there. You know, but I like the digital twin. You know, building the plan as it goes, and then forecasting a little bit ahead of time. You know, what is the irrigation time 10 days away from here? You know, that's the idea. I think I killed my time. Thank you.